On Point with Craigs Investment Partners.
The information provided here is general in nature. It's not financial advice. It doesn't take into account your financial situation, objectives, goals, or risk tolerance. All investments are subject to risks and none are guaranteed. So before you make any investment decisions, we recommend you contact an investment advisor. For more information about our services in that regard, you can go to our website, which is craigsip.com. Welcome to On Point. I'm Mark Lister, Investment Director at Craigs Investment Partners, and I'll be talking about a range of topics, including economics, portfolio strategy, investor education, and anything else that's happening out there in financial markets. Morning team, hope you're all well. Bit of a controversial one today, maybe. I want to talk about why, when it comes to investing, women often do it better than men. So let's dive into that. Every March in the US is designated Women's History Month by presidential proclamation. So they set March aside to honour women's contributions in American history. And Fidelity Investments, which is a large US financial services company, releases an annual study at the start of Women's History Month. And it's always very fascinating and you get a lot of insights. And the 2024 edition was no different. So that came out a month or two back. I thought it was a good excuse to revisit this topic because it is a really interesting one. And what the survey found this year is that financial stress levels were consistently high among women, no matter what their total household income was. Rich, poor, somewhere in between, everyone is financially stressed. However, what it also found that taking action made the biggest difference in reducing this. And the survey showed that women who had made financial moves in the past 6 months definitely felt less financial stress than those who hadn't. So I think that's really interesting. Everyone's financially stressed, but those women who had actually taken some action and done something about that were much less stressed. So there's an important lesson there in itself. Despite that, many of the survey respondents still admitted that there were several things holding them back from starting to invest or from investing more. You had a third of the women that responded fearing that they would lose all of their money. That's incredibly rare. And if you follow a few very simple basic rules, then it's not something you ever need to worry about. Another quarter just weren't confident in their ability to invest, and then you had another quarter again who just didn't know how. So those are all problems that we can solve. They are all hurdles that we can easily get past. It's actually really unfortunate that you've got so many women that seem apprehensive when it comes to investing. I know things are changing, but there still is a very big group that feel they don't know what to do, they don't know where to start, they don't have the skills or the ability. And that is the great irony that I wanted to talk about, because there's actually plenty of evidence that women are simply better at it than their male counterparts. We saw another report from the same firm that does this annual survey, Fidelity. They released one about 3 years ago, and they analysed the investing behaviour of more than 5 million of their customers over the previous 10 years. And what they found is that many of the women that were their investment customers, many of the women outperformed men by an average of 0.4% a year. And that probably doesn't sound like much, 0.4%, but in the investing world, that is quite a sizable gap when it comes to annual returns. If you compound that over 3 years or 5 years or certainly 10 or 20 years, that makes a big difference to the nest egg that you will end up with at the end of it. And if you don't believe Fidelity, you can look at plenty of other surveys. There was the Wells Fargo Advisors report from 2016. That was a very good one that found that women not only performed better, but their returns showed much less variability. So they were much more consistent. There's also extensive research from Barber and Odine from Berkeley, the University of California. There was a big study about 20 odd years ago, 2001, I think it was, very famous study called Boys Will Be Boys. And that put the outperformance of women at closer to 1% per annum, which is a lot.
We've also seen studies over the years from Merrill Lynch, from Open Portfolio, and from plenty of others. So a few quick Google searches and you'll be able to download a few of these and go into that data for yourself. But they've all drawn very similar conclusions, which I find really interesting. And some of the reasons that many of these researchers have come up with to, I guess, explain why women have, in many cases, done better on average. Remember, I'm generalizing, but on average, some of the reasons why women have performed better in their investing than men is that we find that women are much more likely to follow those tried and tested investing principles. Men often think they know a little bit better and they maybe go their own way a bit more rather than doing what the research and common sense, at the risk of suggesting that men don't always apply common sense, we often don't follow those rules. So that is one key issue. Studies also show that women trade a lot less, that they're more willing to stick to a long-term plan, and that they're much more open to seeking advice. And I would suggest that they're also better at following that advice when they do get it. And in contrast, men tend to overestimate their abilities. We're a little bit too confident. We also have this belief that our more frequent trading, you know, buying and selling more, will make us more money. And more often than not, it doesn't. You know, the overtrading, too much buying, too much selling, that often just costs us more in fees. It actually doesn't pay off in terms of returns. Women are also less likely to hold on to a losing position for too long, whereas us men, we make a bad decision, we'll often persevere with it. You know, we'll often think, well, the market can't be right. The market must just not understand. I identified that opportunity. The market doesn't seem to appreciate that. The market's probably wrong. One day I'll be proved right. Whereas women are happier and more comfortable to just say, well, that didn't work. Let's just put that behind us and, you know, change things and move on. So that is something that's really important as well. Women also don't tend to jump on bandwagons without doing adequate research. They're a little bit more conservative, so they look before they leap, and they don't hold such concentrated portfolios, which means they tend to be more open to wide diversification, which is less risky, whereas you get some men who, and I guess it ties in with our overconfidence and our belief that we are quite good at picking stocks or picking investments, sometimes we're not quite diversified enough. One study, and I think it was Betterment that did this study, actually found that men were also 6 times more likely to make big asset allocation shifts. And what that means is they might go from all shares, you know, right to the other end of the spectrum and go all bonds or all fixed income or vice versa. So I'm making those really big dramatic swings rather than just kind of being in both camps at all times and just making smaller tilts. So it's never wise to make those big dramatic moves from one extreme to the other unless your goals and objectives has changed. Other than that, it's probably not something you should do. The big dramatic moves, they often don't pay off. So look, important to note that these are all generalizations. It is quite clear that women do often exhibit more of these attributes that work in long-term investing than men, but it's also unfair to say that women have the monopoly on all of those characteristics. There are plenty of sensible, level-headed male investors out there too. However, when you look at these statistics, it is quite surprising that you don't see more women working in financial services or in funds management. And I just think about Craigs, our firm. We've got 180 investment advisors up and down the country, 19 offices, so 180 advisors well spread right across New Zealand. They're all very talented. They're all hardworking and they're all very knowledgeable. I have no concerns recommending any one of those to someone that was looking for some guidance or asking me for some advice. So they're all great, including the 50 of them that happen to be women. So I think that's about almost 30% of our advisors are women, which is something we're really proud of. And that team have been running what we call women's wealth programs and events with great success for more than 15 years. I think that initiative started in 2007, so it's actually coming up almost 20 years old. So Women's Wealth, it's a fantastic initiative. They run lots of seminars, lots of events, lots of programs, and I know a lot of people get huge value out of those. So if that's something you might be interested in, or if you like the sound of that, then at any given time, chances are there's one happening near you, whether you're in Auckland, if you're in Christchurch, if you're in the Hawke's Bay, or somewhere in between, chances are there is a Women's Wealth event that is coming up soon in your region. So touch base with us or look on our website and you'll find out more information about that. There's also a wealth of resources online these days from a range of providers. You'll find lots of information that is really helpful to prospective investors of all genders. And if you want to kickstart your investing journey, just do a few Google searches or go to a few companies' websites that you maybe know and trust. Start with us, that'd be a good place to look first. But there is plenty out there that will help you just begin educating yourself. Just to finish off, I think really interesting to look at these sorts of studies. Women definitely do have the demeanor and temperament to be very successful investors. For those that are hesitant to take more control of their finances, my advice to that group would be educate yourself and then start taking some action, because the statistics suggest that you will succeed. Thanks for listening, team. We'll talk again soon.
For more insights, visit craigsip.com.